This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back in. Final hour of the Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael here. Chatting a lot of Falcons football on a Victory Tuesday. This hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. In about 15 minutes, we're going to switch gears a little bit, look at a couple of college stories that are circulating right now, including something of interest maybe to Georgia fans. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We're right on the precipice of these playoffs, too.
I know, dude. That's what I was saying earlier.
These are great matchups, man.
I was like, damn, there's a game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, which is going to be a great game.
That's
where game day is going to be at. They're going to be out.
And they're not going anywhere on Thursday?
I don't think so. They're going to be at Pasadena tomorrow night. So
come on. Cotton Bowl's not that far from the Sugar Bowl. You got the whole day to get there. On Thursday. ESPN.
Yeah, I was like, they were in different places, but I think it should be an outstanding football game tomorrow when you look at who's in it, the athletes, and we'll talk more ins and outs of it, but I can't wait for this matchup, man, because the Ohio State, Brian Day taking over play. Brian Day is an elite play caller.
So let's update. Yeah. Brian Hartline took the USF job, Ryan Day made the statement that it's just too much to deal with both jobs.
If you're leaving, I'm not going to let – now, if Hartline was just – you know, they were having – whatever. But you're taking another job.
And a head coaching job.
Not an OC job. You're not going to be here anyway. So you know what? If we're going to go down – because last time, your last game, I let you call – we were like crap. I still don't know what Ohio State was doing in that big team.
True.
So I'm going to take over play caller because that's what I do.
Yes.
And we'll move on from there. So, and real quick, I love that the modern-day finalist for Hall of Fame is there. Let my man Willie in, all right? Let my man Willie Anderson in the damn Hall of Fame, along with my man Torrey Holt. Like, I would say take all these guys. Because they're all so great. But, it's about time to get my boy Willie in now.
I get it, but Drew Brees is going in.
Drew Brees is first ballot.
Fitz is going in.
First ballot.
And there's a couple. Witten.
No.
Discussion.
If they're not going to let Gates in the first ballot, he can win that.
Fair enough. Those are two, and there's probably a couple others. It's just.
But I don't care because I'm like, first ballot, what does it matter? Jason Witten's the first ballot Hall of Fame, in my opinion. But I'm like, if you're not going to let Gates in on the first ballot.
True. Yeah. But we'll talk a little bit of college football, and then tomorrow we'll talk a lot of college football again. If you're tuning in for Brandon Adams, who normally joins us at 1:20 on Tuesdays, he's going to be joining us at 12:20. Tomorrow, he's dealing with we're dealing with Falcons Victory Tuesday here. He's dealing with media day down there and making sure he's got all the angles covered. He's already down there in New Orleans, so we'll talk with BA, catch up with him tomorrow. But college football discussion coming your way in about 13 minutes. But right now, the most important story of the day: the Atlanta Falcons. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatments for joint pain.
Pinion to hold on the left hash. Left to right angle for Gonzalez in his eighth year out of Arizona State. Trying to give the Falcons the lead in the final half minute. Liam McCullough to snap. There's the spot. The kick is away by Gonzalez. And it is good. 52 yards with 21 seconds left and gives Atlanta the lead at 27-24.
It was a lead they would hold on to, but there were that last half
let me
minute
tell you something, man.
Took a long time.
Let me tell you, I mean that catch, the non catch,
the Puka on the sideline.
Everything about that was freaking awesome. Except he didn't finish the grab. First of all, give AJ credit for being able
Falcon
to get
fan,
the ball.
That part was also awesome.
But I mean, just the fact is he to give himself because if he caught it, he got his feet down. That was a crazy thing right there. Is he got his damn feet down. And he did end up with the ball, but it was poked up as soon as he was landing. But, I mean, what a great play by him. This dude is so sick. And for him to be one of, if not the best wide receiver in ball, had 10 targets, coming off a game where he's had over 200 and something yards. You hold him for that, for 4 for 57 or 6 or 7, that's a hell of a day by the Falcons defense as far as pressuring him, pressuring with Matt, I should say, and A.J. playing. The corners played really good. I thought they tackled well. I thought the defense as a whole tackled. I got a little gash as far as some of those run plays, but I thought, you know, Devine was great. I thought Caden Ellis, that might have been one of his best games for the Falcon.
He was amped up, too.
He was great the whole game. Yeah. Coverage and everything. Got the offensive PI on the first pick. You see why, and a lot of people, us included, talked about Xavier Watts, how much we loved him coming in. We loved this kid coming out of Notre Dame. We'd like, this dude's a ball hawk. And, I mean, 2 picks yesterday, just outstanding. Jesse Bates, outstanding. I hate what happened to Dorless.
Yep.
And hopefully it's nothing serious. Still haven't seen if any official word on that young man. But, I mean, hey, this dude, I swear to you, I thought he was going to be a rotational player. I did. I did. I did not see 8.5 sacks coming from him. And it sucks if this is something that is going to be a long-term thing with him. But, yeah, obviously he was great yesterday too.
Yeah, a lot of focus elsewhere defensively, but unsung or overlooked, whatever word you want to use. Brandon Dorless had an outstanding season, and hopefully it's not too bad, although I know that is partially some of the fears. You look at that back end of the pass defense. I mean, I know you need another corner at some point opposite AJ, but I feel good with your safety pairing being Watts and Bates. Yeah, I feel very good with AJ Terrell. Yeah. And honestly, when healthy, I feel very good about Billy Bowman too. Yeah. I thought you saw him splash, make plays.
I agree.
And kind of answer the question about, hey, he's coming in, he's changing positions, can he do this?
Agree.
That? I think he can as well.
Agree.
They just need that corner opposite AJ.
They have some young things.
Yeah.
They have some young players that are good young players, but there's so much they have to do to be a winning team. And I mean, we all understand it's got to be the quarterback. And right now, I know they have 2 quarterbacks on the roster, but I don't know if they have a quarterback going into 2026. So you got to figure out what that is. You got to figure out what you're going to do. I mean, obviously, McGarry's going to come back next year, but you got to upgrade the center position, in my opinion. You got to upgrade the center position. Bergeron, this is his last year, right? Or he has 1 more year?
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever. I think this might be his last year. You're going to have upgraded that position. But you're going to have to upgrade your interior offensive line.
Okay.
And eventually, Jake's going to run out of steam. Now, that was a hell of a block he had on that third down play to Bijan. But you got to do that, and you got to get a Jordan Davis for the interior of your defensive line. You got to get somebody like that.
Now, Jordan Davis. They don't make a lot of guys.
But the thing about him is, I mean, Howie Roseman, he pulls hats, rabbits out of hats, and all those different things.
He just scouts one school.
You know what I mean?
He scouts one school.
Yeah, but I'm saying because he's up, and then I mean, Jordan gonna get paid, but he ain't gonna get paid like damn Jalen Carter.
Yeah,
and so
all of them. Yeah. He scouts one school.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
Yeah,
he scouts one school. Want to ask you, and you referenced it early, the kickoff to start the second half, and after that, it looked like the Falcons were.
Yep.
You're there too.
Yeah,
just put it in the end zone. Right. We'll give up the extra yardage. Yep. We can't take a chance with the return.
Yep.
And I know there was some discussion about, hey, you just took the lead with 20 something seconds left. If you make them return it, you can run some clock. The concern is they will run the clock down 12 seconds and put 6 on the board. You were fine with that call to just okay.
Yep.
All right, look.
Damn sure was. I mean,
that unit has cost you games this season. It nearly cost you this game.
In that type of scenario right there.
Yeah.
Where you just got to get them bogged down and they find a crease. No. No.
I understand the thought process behind that, but no way.
No.
It's too big a risk at that point.
No.
I'll let the defense that has kind of played pretty well on Stafford.
Ass, yeah, pretty much. I know there were some guys running open and things like that. There's always guys running open. But, yeah, they 3 sacks, 3 turnovers. I wonder, did anybody have the Falcons defense yesterday, Bo? What did they put up yesterday?
No one had the Falcons defense against the Raiders. You'd have to be so bad at fantasy. Because you'd probably be better off going into that game, Bo. You'd probably think you might be better off just benching the Falcons D and playing no D.
Yeah.
If that's maybe, I mean, it's the last game of the year, so you'd either know if you need points or won't get any. But yeah, that's not good. I did not.
For the record,
they
scored 15 points and were widely not even rostered.
Really?
They probably should be going up.
Well, the Rams are the number one scoring offense in the NFL, right? Like, and here's the other thing. Randy, I wish I still had my rundown from yesterday. I wrote this down when we were doing keys to the game. I wrote it down and I didn't say it out loud. And it's kind of what happened as you presented earlier today. I wrote down end Matthew Stafford's MVP campaign.
And they did.
I didn't say it, but I promise you I wrote that down. And you mentioned that earlier. And I know there's still a game left, and Drake May and Stafford, who knows what they could potentially do in Week 18. And I know the Rams have said that Stafford is going to play. But it's the second time this year that Stafford had three interceptions.
The other one's in Carolina.
They faced the biggest deficit that the Rams had all season at 21 points, both at 21-0 and at 24-3. You probably ended Matthew Stafford's MVP campaign.
Yeah, more likely.
And that's what you needed to do as a defense. I thought you put the shackles pretty well on Josh Allen in that game when you needed to play well against his MVP candidacy. And then again yesterday. I get the defense has had times where you're like, man, if they could have gotten that stop, you got off the field and win the game. And here and there throughout the season, I don't necessarily blame all of them. But there have been some moments where they've stepped up in some big games and had some real strong performances.
They played well. They played well. I mean, I just think overall the team played hard.
Yeah.
They had mistakes. They had Falconites. We talked about the block kick and everything like that. As far as, just the not doing your damn job part of it. You don't ever go out to block anybody on the damn field goal unless you're the damn wing. But yet, they found a way to win. I think that's the most important thing. They found a way to win at the end of the game. There were plays, you got some luck because of penalties that helped you out.
Mm-hmm.
They took a big time turn away from you too on a penalty because James Pierce was onside. I'm going to my grave with that one, just like Tyler Simmons was onside. All right, going to the grave with it.
You got three sacks last night. If you get three more in Week 18, you will tie the franchise.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Record for sacks. You're just three away from the franchise
record.
They
should, man. And I mean, that's going to be one of those games. I mean, it still is the damn Saints. It's still the Saints, and they are playing some confident, good ball. They're not great, but they're playing some confident ball.
No doubt about it. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. College football center stage coming your way. What?
Well, the Saints are the best team in the South.
Honestly,
you might be right.
They might be.
You might be right. Now, who have they beaten on their own along this way, bro?
Can't you say that about all of them? We're playing the best football of all four teams in the NFC South right now.
Better than the Falcons?
Falcons are 3-0.
Better than the Falcons?
They're 3-0.
Saints are 4-0.
Yeah.
Better than
Yeah, what?
They beat the Titans, Bo.
Titans are one of 32 NFL football teams.
College football coming up next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.